This is 5 Gospel Minutes of the International Gospel Hour, presented by Churches of Christ and individual Christians promoting New Testament Christianity. Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Frankly, I am not overly fond of the word liar. I do not like to be called a liar, and I do not like to call others liars. But if a person perverts the truth, he is a liar, regardless of his intentions. I find it interesting that the word liar appears 21 times in the entire Bible, 9 times in John's writings alone. John used the word liar 3 times in 1 John. Please listen to these sobering words. If we say we have not sinned, we make him, that is God, a liar, and his word is not in us. 1 John 1:10. He who says, I know him, and does not keep his commandments, he is a liar, and the truth is not in him. 1 John 2:4. I shall devote the remainder of our time today to the following verse. Who is a liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist that denies the Father and the Son. 1 John 2:22. Many of us preachers often refer to John as the apostle of love. He was the apostle whom Jesus loved. John 13:23. John used some form of the word love more than 100 times in his 5 New Testament books, John, 1st, 2nd, 3rd John, and Revelation. How can we explain John's constant emphasis on love with his frequent use of the word liar? I have another question for you. If a preacher knows that false teachers are spreading lies, how can that preacher claim to love the people to whom he preaches if he does not expose the false teachers as liars? For example, some modern charismatics have been proved to be lying to their listeners about some of their so-called miracles. The great Randy demonstrated conclusively that Peter Popoff, a charismatic preacher, was a liar and a deceiver. The Apostle John accuses all who deny that Jesus is the Christ of being liars. Why does John use such harsh language? Our Lord provided indisputable evidence that he was what he claimed to be, the Christ or the Messiah. John 5 gives a list of proofs that Jesus is the Son of Almighty God, the Savior of the world. Christ mentions John the Baptist as a witness that Jesus is the Christ. He added, "But I have a greater witness than that of John. For the works that the Father has given me to do bear witness of me that the Father has sent me. And the Father himself who has sent me has borne witness of me." Jesus also affirmed that the Scriptures testified of him, John 5:32-39. Paul taught that Christ's resurrection marked him out to be the Son of God, Romans 1:4. How can any honest person examine the evidence and deny that Jesus is the Christ? Even if a person does not intend to be a liar, when he becomes an antichrist, he is one. The modernistic theologians who deny that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, are all liars. I am aware that this is very harsh language, but it is exactly what the Bible teaches. Did you know that some of the members of the so-called Jesus Seminar claim that Jesus did not rise from the dead? They have even speculated that he was probably buried in a shallow grave and was eaten by dogs. That not only is lying, it is also insulting to God Almighty, to His Son Jesus Christ, and to all faithful Christians. An antichrist does not have to be a raving maniac. He is more likely to be a highly educated philosopher or sociologist or theologian. Former Episcopal Bishop John Shelby Spong probably would resent my calling him an antichrist. But you can determine that by reading excerpts from his books. Let me read just one. Spong says that Jesus was not different from us in kind. He was different only in degree. He also calls the virgin birth mythology. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.